Egypt's Supreme Constitutional Court has ordered the implementation of a deal, transferring two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The court also annulled all previous rulings that suspended two contradictory verdicts concerning the deal. The decision puts the two islands of Tiran and Sanafir under Saudi sovereignty. The two islands have been at the center of public attention since April 2016, when the Egyptian government announced its decision to transfer them to Saudi Arabia. That move sparked widespread protests, with demonstrators across Egypt accusing President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of surrendering the country's territory in return for Saudi money. Earlier, we were joined by political commentator Colin Cavell, who believes Egypt's Sisi will have a hard time going forward with his plan.
Well, he's caught. On the one hand, the people are definitely against selling off their patrimony, selling off these islands of Tiran and Sanafir, which have been in Egyptian control before Saudi Arabia was even a country. On the other hand, el-Sisi needs money in order to stay in power. So he's caught. Does he want the money from Saudi Arabia, or does he listen to the people? And what we have in Egypt is the general who waged a coup d'etat in 2013 to overthrow the elected government. He was funded by Saudi Arabia, and then he staged a fake election in 2014, claiming 97% of the people supported him. And tomorrow, Mohammed bin Salman, the heir apparent to the throne in Saudi Arabia, is coming to Egypt, and el-Sisi wants more money.